Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My house shall be called a house of prayer. In many, many churches, I've been in countries where there were so many churches, you need an adding machine to try to figure them up. Everything from serapins to cherubins, living water, Bethel, Christ, the temple, many, many churches. But yet the greatest church 2,000 years ago walked into his temple. Isn't it something what he walks into, he sanctifies? Whenever he walks, whenever he walks into a person's life, he is the Word of God, and we're sanctified by the Word of God. Isn't it something? He puts out what's not him and fills what is him. Isn't it something? He said, be ye filled with the Spirit. Oh, I want the Holy Ghost to fill the church. Isn't it something that he said? That men ought to always pray and not faint. Isn't it something that he said to those into the temple? It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. Isn't it something that when he comes into a person's life, I don't care how many devils, they all have to come out. Do you hear that? Isn't it something that he said in his word? If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. God was showing me the church needs to pray. The church needs to turn the house of God back to the name what it is. Amen. The house of prayer. Amen. Do you hear me? I know we've got a lot of names. But I can tell you, when that, whatever the name it is, when that church begins to seek God with all of their heart, they're going to find him. They're going to find him. Oh God, in God's word, isn't it wonderful to know? Hear this now. Hear this good tonight. Hear this good. They that know my name shall put their trust in me, for I will not forsake them. Oh, thank God. He will not forsake his church. If the church will pray, he will enter into that prayer with you. Dear God, if the righteous will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he's going to hear with the open ear and with the eye open to that church. You know, I have flipped on what they call Christian TV. It don't take me long to turn the channel. Do you hear me? I mean, we got the belly dancers. We got the light flashers. We got them. I mean, they don't know what they're doing. Do you hear me? But I do know this. There's a spirit there. Many spirits. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? But it still takes the Spirit of God to call him the Christ. It still takes the Spirit of God to walk with him. It still takes a church full of the Holy Ghost and the fire of God. We need to get back to the pray to the God of heaven that enters into that prayer closet. Prayer. House of prayer.
Amen.
You know, if you came to my house, you could say, well, that's Brother and Sister Patterson's house. Do you hear me? There was a man came and he came up, I believe it was a man by the name of Smith Wigglesworth.
Yeah.
And you've heard of him. Nobody here has never met him personally, I don't believe. In case you're way up in age. I mean way up in age. But anyway, he came there and he knocked on the door. And the man finally came to the door and standing there, and he said, "Does Smith Wigglesworth live here?" He said, "No, he don't live here no more. Christ lives here. Christ lives here. Christ lives in this temple." Amen to God. Even though 2,000 years ago, he walked into his Father's house and he saw things that had to go. It had to go. Do you hear me? There's things that the Lord says to you and me, they have to go. They've got to go. Do you hear me? I said, do you hear me? Oh, thank God, he's a jealous God. Do you hear me? And I can tell you, he'll call it what it is. He looked around in that temple and he saw things that no longer represented him. I heard you tonight, and the same thing, Randy. The same thought come to me. I can tell you somewhere, I want to see Jesus. You're all going to get to see him someday, whether you like it or not. Do you hear me? Whether you like it or not, the atheist, every man, every woman, they shall see the Christ. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. He is Lord to the glory of God. I can tell you, church, this man, he came to that door. He knocked on it. And he wanted to meet this man. And here he stood. And he said, "Is Smith Wigglesworth living here?" Oh, I want to tell you, to come into a church, to feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. That tells me he's here. Do you hear me? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's liberty to pray. There's liberty to hear the Word of God. There's a liberty to worship Him in spirit and truth. The sing in the Spirit. The prophesy in the Spirit. Oh, church, let me tell you, we need to get back to that altar. Get that fire on that altar. If I lay myself on it, He will show up to that sacrifice. Enter in. I thought that, you know, when you begin to read throughout the old and the new, the church that prayed was the church that got answers. The church that got answers. Solomon, when he prayed, he dedicated that temple to God. But when he prayed, this witness came down. Do you hear me? "I heard you. I will dwell in this temple. And I will glorify this temple." I can tell you, I heard it here tonight. I don't have to look up there to see him. I need to see him in you. In you. In you. In you. In you. Oh, do you hear me? I can stand here and say, "Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world." But if the Spirit in me bears witness with him, I'm a child of the living God. I belong to this Christ who is the Son of God. Prayer changes things. Changes things. I can tell you, there was a man named Elijah. He prayed a prayer and heaven heard him. I said heaven heard him. God heard him. Do you hear me? Oh, the Bible said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. Get a church in prayer, God will move for that church. I said, God will move for that church. There's some of you here tonight. It was your mother that prayed. It was your grandma that prayed. I've learned this. You come to him, come believing that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Church, I'm telling you, what he spoke to me praying here just about probably a week ago, somewhere there, I broke and I sobbed in the message. I was trying to tell the church. There was a lady. I was trying to tell some people. I said, "We need to pray. We need to pray." And it offended them. Offended them. Why did it offend them? And I tried to explain. I said, and they spoke out, "We are praying. We are praying. How much are we really praying? Let's be honest about this." And I said to that woman, they got offended. I said, "I didn't say you weren't praying. I said you need to pray. Do you hear me? We need to pray. We need to push back a plate once in a while and seek him with our heart, and he'll show up." Oh God, do you hear me? If my people, my people, prayer can move mountains. Amen. A lot of times in prayer, you will find out there's things in your life has to go. Do you hear that? It has to go. He said to have faith in God. Mark was saying that in the gospel. When you stand praying, believe that you've received them. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you, but if I have all against a brother, if I trespassed against him, I better make it right with God. I better make it right with my brother. I can tell you, I don't want my prayers shut up. I want heaven open up wide. Do you hear me? That when I pray, he'll say, "Hey, son, I hear what you're saying. I'll move for you." Do you hear that tonight? I said, we need to pray. Well, we are praying. We need to pray. We need to pray. You know, Paul, the apostle, even the apostles, Peter, James, and John, when you notice what they begin to do, you begin to see God move in their lives. At the hour of prayer, they went up to the temple of beautiful. Amen. That gate up there at the hour of prayer. Men that were full of the Holy Ghost, filled with the Word of God, done miracles in the name of Him, still were men that would go to prayer, to spend prayer with Him. Here was Christ, full of the Holy Ghost, the Father in Him, the will in Him, the will of the Father, the works, but He still would leave those disciples and He would go into the mountain, and all night long, I'm talking about the author and the finisher of our faith. Where would you find Him? You would find Him praying to the Father. My Lord, why? Because that had to be the communion. I can tell you, prayer is a communion with Christ. Do you hear me? Yeah. Just recently, I believe maybe the Lord, maybe He let me know this. I'll say this in love tonight. I don't pray enough. I don't fast enough. I don't preach enough. I don't read enough. And it's a shock when God would say to me, to know to do good and do it not, to Him it's sin. Do you hear me? I said, "Oh God, help me not to be ease in Zion. Help me not to be slothful. Help me to lay aside every way and sin that so easily besets you. Lord, help me." Here it was. Maybe the Lord, I know, first deal with me, Lord. Deal with me before I can help somebody out there. Do you hear me? I need to know where I'm at with you. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Follow, Paul said, follow me as you follow Christ. Do you hear me? As long as Paul followed him, follow him. But I can tell you, God helped get the church back in Pentecost. What happened? What happened to that church? Go and tarry in that upper room. Don't go nowhere. They went there. Now these were men that knew Him. These wasn't just a bunch of religious Pharisees. These were people of God. They went there. They prayed. They prayed. They prayed. They tarried. They prayed. They tarried. Until the end. God heard them the first day. As soon as the Lord told them to do that, I can tell you, they turned and started there. Do you hear that? He's watching every move I make. My Lord, He knows what I think. He knows my thought before I think it. He knows what I'm praying. He knows. In the Word of God, James says, if any sick among us, let him pray. Let him pray. Let him pray the prayer of faith. God help us if we'll just get back and seek Him. He's a rewarder to that church that's really seeking Him. If you want Him saved, then stand in the gap and start praying. Somebody, He's not asking that world to pray. He's asking His church to pray. The church that loves His soul. Amen. You know, in a way, it kind of bothered me. I was talking to a pastor just about, probably less than a week. We got talking about things. Some of it was just things. Sometimes we pray and forget what we prayed for. We give in a prayer request. And then somebody comes up and they give it really, it's an urgency. I want you to pray for so-and-so. They're dying or whatever. And that. And they come to you and say, I go to them, I say, "Now who was that person you asked me to pray about?" "Well, let me think." "Well, you're the one that gave the name." Yeah. "Man, if you forgot that much quick, you ain't been praying for them that much." Yeah. Because if they're on your heart, I said, Lord, put them on my heart. Put that church on my heart. Do you hear me? We need revival. We need, and I can tell you where it comes. Three things. The Word, prayer, and the Spirit of God. That's where the church gets its power. Do you, my Lord, do you hear me? I thank God. I felt the Spirit of God almost took off earlier tonight. Hear me? I'm standing there. Oh, I'm feeling His presence. I can tell you. But oh, dear God, I'm standing there. Much more there I've been going. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I know His Spirit and the Spirit of prayer. We need the Spirit of prayer. Get Him back. One man, that church, when they came out of that upper room, that world got an attention. Do you hear me? They seen something about that church. That's the same with us. That church down there, that's all they do is preach, shout, speak in tongues. Lord, people are being healed. People being saved. People, why? It's a praying church. It's a praying church. A Holy Ghost filled church. Do you hear me? I can tell you, the house of prayer, we are the temple of God. We are the house of God. I just don't pray at this altar. I pray at home. I'll pray going down the road. On and on and on. I must be instant in season, out of season. I must be vigilant and sober. Because I know that devil. I was on that phone talking to this one pastor. I guess when I looked at it, I believe it was past midnight. I've been on that phone talking. And I like to talk. Boy, do I like to talk. Whew. I just wish all my conversation was holy. But I get on a lot of things, you know. Sometimes, and I shouldn't say hate, but when brother, you preach on a lot of negative things.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, if we're positive, we won't need the negative.
Come on, that's right.
But when our battery is so low, you got to have a ground too. You know what I'm saying? Do you hear me? There's a positive negative, and if you get them crossed, you're in big trouble. Hear me what I'm saying. You let that flesh take over, I'm going to tell you, it's fighting against the Spirit. Do you hear me? It's fighting against the Spirit. Amen? Amen to God. Well, I can tell you, when Christ walked into that temple, He got angry. He got angry. I mean, this loving Jesus that'll pick a child up. Hear me. Rebuke His disciples. Hear me. Now, do many things. Hear me what I'm saying? Next thing you know, He's making some cords. He's putting something together over there, and it wasn't a prayer cloth. Hear me what I'm saying? It wasn't a prayer cloth. Is that right? Do you hear me? Do you hear me what I'm saying? He's got angry. Well, what's He doing over there? He's making something. Maybe He's going to use it for some reason. Whatever He did, there was a purpose behind it. Do you hear me? When He saved you, there was a purpose behind it.
Amen.
Oh, dear God. And after He saves you, much, you're going to have to be committed to this Christ. He made those cords. Well, what's He doing that for? Why is He doing it? A while ago, He cursed a fig tree coming down here. You hear me what I'm saying? I'm telling you, sin's a curse. Do you hear me? If we're not bringing forth fruit, oh, start purging me, Lord. Start pruning me. Start, come on now, do you hear me? I want that because it tells me He loves me and I belong to this Christ. I belong to this Christ. Here it was. He drove them out. What is He doing?
Come on, brother.
Oh, my. He's going to get these religious people mad at Him.
Come on.
Even the Pharisees, the scribes, the priests. Now what's He doing?
Come on, brother.
Not only is He driving them out, He's throwing the money changers out. Lord, He's turning tables over.
Amen.
He's the Lamb of God.
Yeah,
He's that gentle one. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Christ, the Son. But He's turning tables over, throwing chairs all over the place.
Right.
So He's went crazy in this place today. Hear me. And he'd begin to drive. He didn't say, now look, would you politely leave? He drove them out. Do you hear me? Oh, God. And I know that when he drove them out, guess what happened? Now it became the house of prayer. Now it became the... Oh, the sick started coming in. Come on. The lost come in. And when they came in, it was the word of God being glorified. It was the word of God that was sharper than a two-edged sword, healing all the sick, saving the lost. My Lord and my God, when Christ comes in, everything else has got to go. When I married Sister Patterson, no more boyfriends. Come on. Come on. No old boyfriends. All things become new.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Driving down the road. There's times. She said to me, do you love me? I said, I married you, didn't I? Come on now. Do you love me? I go to church, Lord. I prophesy in your name, Lord. Come on. I say, now lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul you keep.
Come on.
The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much with God. How important is prayer? He showed us. Peter said he set the example and we're to walk in his steps. Amen. He said this kind cometh out only by prayer and fasting. It's like a combination lock. You got to know every lesson, every rite. Every number. Amen. Amen to God. Oh, God. Worst thing to do is have one key to a car and you lose it. Come on now. Come on now. But I can tell you, would not this Christ give us the same keys he gave to Peter? Come on now. Come on now. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Is that right?
Yes.
Same Christ upon this rock speaking his word. Amen. He is that rock. When you heard him preach, he'd say, it's written. Yes. It's written. Yes. It's written. It's written. Oh, and I can tell you, we can change it, but it's still his word.
Yes.
It will not change. It will not change.
Amen.
Some people. I've been talking to that pastor for, I believe it was over 2 hours and something. Finally looked at that, I said, dear Lord, wife's done left me. She done gone. I'm on that phone talking about things, about things. Sometimes I said, Lord, help me keep my conversation holy. Come on now. I said, you know, I turned that some of those, that one program, they took the name of the Lord out of it.
Yep.
Took the name of the Lord. You know, you may get mad. That man gonna love you. Where they used to have praise the Lord.
Amen.
They took the Lord's name out of it. They don't want to offend nobody. You're not going to reach that world by compromising the word of God to get them.
Amen.
Come on now. I can tell you, God help me. I've seen them up there. I've seen, dear Lord, I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess. And if somebody stands up and said, this is not the way, here's the way, walk there in it. Get back. If you would say 20,000 people, how many in here saved? And pastor say they're all saved.
Uh-huh.
He's probably not even saved himself.
That's right.
How much are you praying?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just at a church.
Tell it.
Nothing more.
Just at a church, not a Pentecostal, full gospel church.
Right.
And I know the preacher, and I love him.
Bless him, Lord.
But when I heard what he said, I thought, would you repeat that? I said, Sister Patterson, did you hear what he said? She said, well, I... And then he told it. I said, this is unreal.
Yes,
he said, he don't believe in making altar calls.
Oh, my.
He said, he don't want to embarrass nobody. I'm telling you, there was a lot of them got embarrassed that day in that temple.
Amen.
I mean, he turned around and looked at them. He said, you're your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you'll do. They said, you're the ones got the devil. Do you hear me? I can tell you, The devil will do everything he can to keep that church off of its knees. Come on. Because there's where the power of God is. Come on now. I can tell you, when you quit eating, you're going to get weak. Come on now. You're going to get weak. Amen. Amen. But I can tell you, when you see a person starting to get well in the hospital, anything, they get an appetite and they start eating.
Come on
now. And they say, well, he's eating. Yeah, watch, there's going to be a change. Hear me what I'm saying? And after a while, they'll say, you can go. And they look at that. They want to check how much you drink, how much you eat. Well, I can tell you, take and eat all of the Word of God. Oh, what are you saying? If I believe, Brother Randy, as the gospel, as the Word of God says, listen to me. If I believe the Scriptures as they say, hear me, not what I want them to be, but what they are. Do you hear me? If I believe that, he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Do you hear me? I've learned to get an answer. I can tell you, I've got a lot of questions, but I know the one that has all the answers. Oh my God. Hear me what I'm saying. I talked with this brother for 2 hours and something, and it went by just like that. I said, oh, I'm down praying. And I pray, say, for an hour. And then I'll get over here on my knees. I'll twist, I'll turn. You know, at different times or whatever. And I thought to myself, Lord, if I spent that much time with you every morning, I can tell you, you would see a bigger change in my life. You would see a bigger change. Come on now. There was a man. There was a man, I believe he was in England. And God was using this man mightily in the power of him in that. And there was a man went there. And he wanted to know. Now the man passed away. And he's supposed to have been used of God greatly. And he went there and he's looking at the church and everything. And he happened to see a man working around in the church. And he went over there and he said, now the pastor had passed away. And he said, I'd like to ask you something. He said, now, I've come here to, I guess, write something about him or whatever. Well-known preacher. I wish I knew his name, but I don't. I don't know. If I said it, I'd probably mess it up. But anyway, he got talking to him. He said, yes, I knew him. He was my pastor. He said, well, could you tell me some things about him? Now, I know the power and all that comes from God. Amen. Ordained of God. Talking to him, God, he said, I can tell you, just follow me. He took him into a back room, walked over there, and there was a little corner there. He said, right there. He said, what do you mean by that? He spent 3 hours there praying. 3 hours praying.
Yeah.
Miracles.
That's his place of prayer.
Brother and sister, Jesus had to pray. The church better start praying also. Oh, come on now, do you? I'm talking about real prayer. Spending time with God. I felt guilty in a way. I said, here it is. I spend time talking to that man. I spend time talking to different men. Lord, what if I spent that time with you?
Yeah.
That time, and it goes so. Get in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit and you'll see things begin to happen. You'll see a difference in your walk, in your preaching, in your praying, because he inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
I said, oh God.
Amen.
I thought, Lord. First thing they did to build that church, they built an altar and started praying. My house, but we can make it in many things. I turn on, oh, if you just send me so much money, we'll get the job done. Oh, we're going to turn this world around. I said, you better read there's the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Do you hear me? If anything, turn me around.
Yeah.
Come on now. Turn the church around.
Yeah.
God help us.
Yeah.
In prayer. Here's Peter. He's in prison. And guess what the church is doing?
Praying.
It's praying.
Praying.
Oh, you know when we really get serious?
Come on,
when we're in big trouble.
Amen.
Go to a man in the hospital and I don't know if he's going to make it. How's your bank account? Don't worry about that bank account.
Come on, amen. Yeah.
What about the house payment?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
What about your soul? Let's pray.
Come on, amen.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God. I want to share this tonight. There was a man, true story, true story. This man, he started a revival. I might have shared it here before. I don't know. This man, he went back in the 50s, went to a church, started, said, this church needs revival. This church needs a move of God. So they started a revival. And when that revival started the first night, and one of the deacons, one of the elders of the church, asked him to go home and stay with him. He said, well, I will. I guess maybe didn't have a whole lot of hotels back then. He went there. They went in that bedroom, and he said, well, here, we're going to sleep in here. He had two young daughters. They slept in that other room over there. And that night, that preacher woke up, and he looked over there, and he seen the deacon. His bed is still made, not sleeping in it. He said, I wonder where he's going to. At nighttime, 2-3 in the morning, he's still not in that bed. Hadn't slept in it all night. He said, well, wonder what he's up to. Wonder what that deacon's up to. Well, he prayed about it, let it go. Next night after the service, went back, got in that bed. Now he woke up, that deacon's not there again. He said, now there's something going on around this place. That morning, that bed's never been slept in it. So I'm going to find out where this deacon's going at night. You know what? It's bothering him. It was bothering him. It was bothering him. You know, third night. Dear Lord, he's still not been in his bed. He's out. Something's wrong out there. Do you hear me? That got him all stirred up. He said, that's enough. So that I guess it's back and forth. He said, I need to talk to you. He said, yeah. He said, what is it? He said, you know, you're not sleeping in your bed. We're in the same room together here. You know where? And he said, well, let me tell you. He said, follow me. He said, not long ago, my wife passed away. And she said to me, John, don't you come to heaven without those girls. Do you hear that? Don't you come to heaven without those girls. He said, well, okay. He said, just follow me. He said, ever since she's passed away, I spent night after night back there in that woodshed crying out to God. Yeah. Crying out to God. He said, I think I'll join you tonight.
Yeah, buddy.
Come on now. And he got out there. And then he started praying too. And in that revival, guess what? Those two girls got born again. Where two or three are gathered there in my name and begin to seek my faith. I'm telling you, if we'll pray and agree together, I'm telling you, something of that mountain will be removed. Pray. Do you hear that? Pray. I didn't know John 3:16 when I got. I was ignorant. I didn't know. I couldn't tell you. I could just tell you I believe in Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, I learned. Nobody had come out and tried to teach me, even though the disciples said, teach us to pray. Hear me what I'm saying? Holy Ghost will. Holy Ghost will. He'll teach you to pray. Do you hear me? And there will be times that you don't know what to say, and he will take over. He will take over. And I'm telling you, he goes straight to the throne of God for the church of the living God. Do you hear me? Church, just get in a prayer closet, and I can tell you, like another man. He's well known. He passed away years ago. What it was, God called him, anointed him to preach. What he done, he said to his wife, it's a true story. He said to his wife, now I'm going to go in that closet. He's a young man. Got saved. Lord's going to use him apparently. And then he said, I'm going to go there. He said, because I want the power of God. I want the gifts. He wanted more of what he got. Do you hear me? You will never, don't ever get to a satisfied place. There's more than you can ever think. There's more the heavens can't contain. This little bitty temple can only take so much of it. There it was. Amen. Amen. He said, now, honey, I'm going to go into that closet. Now, listen. Now, here's what I do. Now, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to spend time in prayer and fasting because I want more of him. Got in there. He starts praying. I don't know, it was a day or two, whatever. And all of a sudden, here comes that coffee right through that prayer closet. Here comes that bacon. Oh, here comes, here comes that chicken. Why would she be doing that at me? The devil's wanting me out of that closet.
Amen.
Come on, the devil's, come on now. Why would she be fixing me a meal knowing I'm in here fasting?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't there something the devil knows exactly what to bring to you? Because he knows what the flesh likes. But I know what the spirit likes also. Come on, church. Truth. Oh, Sister Lee. He said, oh, that belly starts growling. Dear Lord, I can't take this much longer. Next thing you know, that door opened up, and here he went to that table. Man, devil knows exactly what you like in the morning. Oh, shout with me now. He said, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just broke my fast, just broke my prayer time. Got him bothered, got him in trouble, got him bothered. He said, well, I'm going to try this again. So he went back in that prayer closet. He's in there just maybe a few days, I don't know. All of a sudden, that flesh, I want out of here. Come on now. Just get down and start praying. And just before the answer comes, I got to get out of here. Come on now. Come on now. Come. Amen. Amen. It happens. Why? Because the spirit and the flesh are contrary one to another. The flesh says stop, but the spirit says keep on enduring. Do you hear me? Oh, the flesh says, you're taught don't read the Bible, but the spirit says hunger and thirst for the living word of God. Come on, church. It's a battle. It's a battle. Somebody is going to win.
Yes.
Here he comes out again. Just can't take it. I can't take it. I can't. I'm telling you, that flesh will talk to you.
Come on, amen.
I mean, it'll scream at you. If you don't feed me, I'm going to die.
Come on, brother.
That's what it does. It don't want to die.
That's right.
And it takes the spirit to put it to death.
Come on.
Come on now. Come on, church. It's true. He said, oh, he's repenting. Back out. Third time he went, he said, listen, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to lock that closet door. I know whatever I plead to you, whatever I beg you, don't you let me out. I mean it. Now, I mean it. I mean it. Now, don't, I'm pleading, please, don't let me out of there. Oh, after a while you hear that closet shaking, you hear that rumbling. And, oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I can't take it much longer. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on, brother.
The Spirit says, endure hardness.
Amen.
Pray in the Spirit without, oh God.
Come on,
brother. I want out, I want out, I want out. The Spirit says, just keep on. Keep on seeking. I know the answer will be. 10 days, he stayed in that closet. His wife said, I ain't letting you out. He probably could have tore it down, but I don't know.
Hallelujah.
God gave him such revelation.
Yeah.
God showed him things and healing power of him.
Yes.
God used that man greatly. Multitudes of healings. Thousands being saved. Do you hear that? Why? Because he said to that flesh,
yes.
You will not. You will not rule this temple. This temple belongs to God, and it will be a house of prayer. It's going to be a praying church. God used him mightily. Another man, another, these are real stories, church. I may not have every detail, but I'm just trying to tell you the importance, and that might be a little word, in prayer.
Come on, brother.
In prayer.
Yes.
And you read, if you would only look up, praying. And then if you would, and even when he said to those disciples in the book of Luke, pray and watch, lest suddenly I come, I find you sleeping. Pray and watch it. Amen. The Spirit watches over this temple. Amen. He wants to keep it holy, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. Amen to God. Amen to God. This Christ, the Bible plainly says, he hated iniquity, but he loved righteousness. Oh, that's the Spirit of God in me. I hate sin, but I love the soul of man. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? God help us. Here it was, this man, well-known preacher. God used him mightily too. He would go tent meetings. He would go preach multitudes, pray for thousands and thousands, wore out, sweat hard. He'd go back to that hotel, walk in there, true story, fall down on that bed and just go out. So, anyway, under the power of God after a while, I'm telling you, you just feel like you can be drained too. Amen. Go back, preach, go back to that, fall out. Kept going on. And one day, one night, he got back to that, praying for people, went back, fell out of that bed, and the Lord spoke to him. He said, I've had enough of this. Lord, what do you mean? He said, you're not spending time with me. But he was saying, Lord, I'm preaching, souls are being saved, people are being healed, that's all wonderful. But he said, you're not spending time with me. Church, we can spend time with our grandchildren. We can spend time on that TV. Don't shout me down now. We can spend time, Lord, on the telephone. He knows you. Come on. I can say, oh me. Come on now. Shout with me if you want to. I can tell you, we can spend time doing this and that, and most of it is vain in the flesh. But there's no time lost in prayer with Jesus Christ. There's no, and I can tell you, you can't talk to no one better than you can talk to Jesus. Oh, do you hear me? I have a friend that sticketh closer to me than a brother. Aren't you glad he'll answer your prayer? Aren't you glad he said, knock and the door shall open. Seek and you shall find. Oh my God, ask and it shall be given.
Amen.
That's our God. Prayer. 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 And you know what? You know mostly when he talks to me? In prayer. You know what he wants? I tell you, you know what a lot of marriages go down? Do you really know why a lot of marriages go down? When there's no more communion between one another. Well, I got to go to work. I'll see you later tomorrow sometime. I understand. But I'm telling you, that devil knows how to get into that church.
Amen.
He's been doing it all the way. He got started up there in heaven. He got into the garden. He got in Solomon's temple. He got in the temple in Shiloh. And he also got in the temple 2,000 years ago. But when Christ walked in it, the devil had to go out. Come on now. And what was it? Here's what he said. The importance of it. If that church was praying, then it would know the direction. Many, I get calls, I get emails, Texas, come to Africa, come here, come there, come here. I just recently, I think it was this morning, early this morning, God, preacher in Nigeria, I know what he wants me to come there, I know that. God, others calling, would you do this? And I'm telling you, I pray, I'm not here boasting, I pray, I said, Lord, I want to know, do you want me there?
Yes.
I had one African preacher say, well, I know the Lord wants you here. I said, yeah, you may, but I don't.
That's right. You got to get your answer.
Come on, brother, there you go, Randy. You better believe it. A lot of people tell you, Lord said this, Lord said that, Lord said that. Well, I like to see your life a little bit. Hear me what I'm saying. If I preach this, God said, you live it, son. You live this gospel. You're going to meet me, the one you're preaching about.
Amen.
I'd rather meet him now and get it right here.
Yeah.
Amen. My wife said, you know, she could have said, well, I had your children, didn't I? Yeah. I wash your clothes, don't I? Come on. Yeah, you just throw them in the washer and dry them. Let it do rest. Come on. That don't seem too hard to me. Put my meal in the microwave, that don't seem too hard to me. Man, we've come into a place right now. You pull up to a McDonald's down here. There's three cars. What'd they do? Order all the whole restaurant? Yeah. Honey, you only been sitting here about 3 minutes. Is that all? Feel like 30 minutes. Yeah. You get down and start praying.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm telling you, I come to you here now. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord. Oh, my legs, my kneecaps. Oh, Lord, I got to get me a pillow.
Yeah.
I got to get me something on my elbows, too. I'm having a time.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, oh, my legs are sinking. I can't take it much longer. I can't take it, but I can tell you, I found out if you don't exercise this body, you're going to know about it. Come on now. Come on. Just start doing something. Like, dear Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I'm telling you, when you're really in desperate trouble, you'll wind up like Jacob. Oh, I've got an Esau coming after me. Oh, and I heard he's got his army with him. Oh, what do I got to do? I got to cross over that river. And then he gets down there. Oh, somebody, look what the earnest of prayer is. Oh, he got down there and he began to pray. He said, I need an answer. I got to hear from God. Have you got your mind made up? I got to hear from God. And all of a sudden, somebody else steps into the prayer with him. Oh, my God. Now there's two there. One's one that could say, let me go. And the other said, I ain't letting you go. I'm not letting you go. I got to get out of here. Let me go. Let me go. It's daybreak. Sun's coming up. I don't worry about the sun. I got to get an answer from God. My life's from God to you.
Yes, yes.
Let me go. Won't do it. Matter of fact, I want to know your name.
Come on,
amen. He said, let me go. That's a man that's prevailing with God. That's a man that said, I've made my mind up. My children's going to get saved.
Amen.
It's easy to say it. It's easy to say big words. But he's looking for somebody that would humble themselves and pray and seek my face.
Amen.
And they'll hear from heaven.
Amen.
But turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Repent. Oh, God, do you hear that? He said, I'll not let you go. He said, I'm not going to let you go. I've got to have an answer.
Amen.
He got it.
Amen.
Oh, isn't there something? Oh, if we had some Daniels here tonight.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, Lord, if we had some Jeremiahs here today.
Oh,
one of my favorite scriptures. You, I'd open it up. There it was, just shouting out at him.
Yeah.
Call unto me. Most, a lot of people don't call on him until they need him.
That's
right. Well, I've learned, Sister Lee, I need him every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. I need him. I can't make it without him. I'm helpless. I'm useless. But through Christ, which strengthens me, they give me a prayer, a faith. And I can tell you, I can say to that mountain, that problem, be thou removed in the name of Jesus. What I bind on earth, he'll bind it in heaven. Why? Because I know his name, and his name is wonderful. Mighty God, everlasting counselor, Prince of Peace. Oh, Lord of Lords. Oh, my Lord. And I can tell tonight, I can call him Lord by the Spirit of the living God. Why? Because his Spirit lives inside of me.
Amen.
Knowing him, loving him. These words came to life when I found his life.
Amen.
Daniel prayed.
Yeah.
I was preaching. Lord kind of corrected me on that one night.
Lord.
I said, if I'd been back there at Daniel, I see Daniel headed that lion's den.
Yeah.
I could have said, Daniel, I'll be praying for you. Boy, the Lord kind of corrected me on that in a way. He said, if you've been praying with him, you've been going to the lion's den with him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Somehow, I didn't have my window open.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Hello now.
Amen.
Come on now. Do you hear that?
Amen.
Do you hear that? I'm serious.
Yeah.
I said, Daniel, I'll be praying for you, brother.
Yeah.
If you've been praying with him, you've been walking right to that line. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. He sure knows how to turn you around. Oh, come on. You can get excited. Oh, you can get excited. Oh, where's the devil that I'm after? Don't worry. He'll be there sooner or later. You don't have to look for him. He'll come looking for the church. Come on now. Come on now. How true it is. My Lord, my God. And what did he say to the church?
Praise God.
Peter, James, and John.
Yeah.
Come on. You three follow me.
Amen.
Now I want you to stay right here.
Amen.
And I'm just going to go right over here and pray a while.
Amen.
And I want you to pray with me.
Yes.
Come on. Amen.
Yeah.
All heavens praying for him.
Amen.
Every angels in heavens are praying.
That's right. Amen.
They're just waiting for him to say, come and get me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Legions were watching every movie made. God was watching every movie made.
Yeah.
And where does he go? In his hour. He went to that garden. He got down and he began to pray.
Amen.
And his sweat became as a drops of blood.
Yeah.
And he went to God. He's praying. They're over there sleeping away.
Yeah.
Sleeping away. He gets up. And he goes to his church, his pillar. There's Peter.
Come on.
Come on.
There's John.
Come on.
He just been had his head on his bosom. Here's Peter, thou art the Christ.
Come on,
brother. And here's James.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead.
Come on. Come on.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And here's James that later writes, Elijah, a man of right compassion, even as we are. He prayed earnestly, and the heavens stopped him everything.
Amen.
3.5 years, and by his word,
yeah.
You know why? Because he had the word in his mouth.
Amen.
In that tongue is the power of life and death.
Yes.
Use it right. Use it right. He goes over to that church. Peter.
Thank you.
Watch him pray. Lest you fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
He goes back. I believe we're in that hour of temptation as never before.
Amen.
Have you ever seen such stuff going on in this world today? Oh, I feel that, Lord. He goes back. I just woke him up about an hour ago. I asked him to pray but 1 hour. They're not even praying. They're sleeping.
Right.
He wakes him up again. Pray. I need you to pray. Why would he need them pray for him?
Right.
He's setting the example to all of us.
Yes.
He goes back. Well, look right here.
Praise God.
I'm going to put this right on my chest.
There you go, that'll work, brother.
Come on.
Yeah.
Prayer changes things.
Amen,
I'm not the man I used to be. All things are passed away. And behold, all things, and I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Well, somebody, prayer changes. How do you know I've been changed? I'm going from glory to glory. I'm not what I used to be, but I know who he is, and I know he changed my life. He changed my talk.
Yes.
He changed my heart.
Yes.
He changed my attitude.
Yes.
Well, you know why? Because he gave me his.
Well,
glory to God. Well, Lord, prayer changes things.
Amen.
Praise God.
And you know what? You know how the enemy would stop Israel from having the power of sin, but to tear down orders down.
Yeah.
And let them make up their own orders.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you, 30-some years, I still fight to pray that hour.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever. There is no wasted time in communion prayer with God.
Amen.
Oh, as a preacher said, when you get up in the morning, don't talk to your wife first. talk to God first.
Come on, amen.
And I can guarantee you your day will be better.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What to say, you know what? He is your mediator.
Yes, he is. Yes,
you know what that means? Between you and God.
Yes.
He's also your intercessor.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's also your advocate.
Yes.
And he knows what you have need of before you ask.
Yes.
But he said you receive not because you ask not. Ask James, he'll tell you.
Come on, amen.
And we all, if I can't be truthful with me, I'm in big trouble.
Amen.
I got to say, God, show me my heart.
Yeah.
I believe it's in Psalms 9, verse 10. Uh-huh. They that know thy name shall put their trust in him, for thou wilt not forsake them that seek thee.
Yes.
Are you seeking him?
Come on, brother.
There used to be a game called hide and go seek. Where are you hid? I hope you're hid in Christ. I don't know what you're seeking for, but I found out, seek first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes.
You hear that? Isn't that amen,
yeah.
Pastor? You heard what Randy said? He said, and all... But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
Well, you and I, if we're really there, we'll respond, then we are the righteousness of Christ in God.
Yes, amen.
Glory.
You can't be in God without being in Christ.
That's
right.
Amen, brother.
And you can't be in Christ without being in God, too.
Come on, amen.
Do you hear that? Inseparable. And don't let nothing separate you from prayer.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
Jesus.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever?
Yeah.
Experience is a great teacher. You ever sit down and somebody say, well, who wants to pray? And everybody looks around, everybody. Well, does somebody like to pray? Well, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, no, you go ahead.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to. Somebody. Start praying, all of a sudden you turn into a sermon. They say, my goodness, when are we going to eat? Come on now, just come on. Man, don't turn this prayer into a message. Just pray. Just pray a simple prayer. Brother, when the Holy Ghost gets in it, just keep on eating. Just keep on. Right. Listen to me now. Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And there's another one that's so wonderful.
Yes.
Listen to me. Listen to me carefully. And building up yourself, beloved. Listen. I can tell you, in the love of God, in the love of God, we build just like that. We build ourselves up by in prayer in communion with Christ.
Yes.
Oh, just 5 minutes. There's no price you can pay for that.
Amen.
Impossible.
Amen.
Almighty God that will come into that.
Amen.
In union with you. Yes. Amen. Oh, church.
Praise God.
House prayer. No, we call it Bethel. Church of God. House of God. Bethesda. House of mercy. In there, you know, called it El Bethel. First Bethel. House of God. El Bethel. God of the house. Hope you understand what's being said here. See, Jacob, when he anointed that rock, that pillar, he called it Bethel.
Amen. Amen.
House of God.
Amen.
Surely, the Lord is in this place. He left it. And guess, I think it was what, 20 years. All of a sudden, the same God he met there in that wilderness. He anointed that rock, those stones. Said, go back to Bethel.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man.
Bethel means house of God.
Amen.
But this time he goes back. And everything is fighting against him. Come on. Come on now. Come on, his brothers won't make me talk, kill him. His father-in-law comes after him, wants to kill him. And the woman he loved the most, she's got an idol under the basket. Hear me what I'm saying? Everything's going bad for this man. You know why? All hell's going to try to keep him from getting back. Come on, you start drawing nigh to God, what starts happening? I'm telling you, things just start happening. You said, Lord, the closer I try to get to you, the battle gets. That's why I'm telling you, because the devil don't want you to get the answer. Ask Daniel. Daniel prayed, and I can tell you, the prince of Persia tried to stop him all of that time, but God sent a messenger there to give it to him all. Daniel, God heard you the first day.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he gets back this time, he anoints it, and he prayed and said, El Bethel. It can be a temple and God not in it. It can be a message and God not in it. It can be a song and a prayer, God not in it. Amen. This time he goes back. He anoints it, and now he calls it El Bethel. Not the house of God, but God of the house.
God of the house.
God of the house. Church, he's coming.